And so in this gospel, obviously, as Catholics and as Christians, we understand we must follow God's way. Even in, when we look at the psalm, the one who does justice, will live in the presence of the Lord. So we got to follow God's ways. We're judged on what we do. Hence, what we do has a direct effect on our salvation. As it says here in both readings. Now, this gospel reading comes in, Jesus is trying to say, he's not trying to negate that. He's trying to plunge a little bit deeper, but with a clear understanding. It is through our acts that we sin. It's through our acts that we sin. I know a lot of people will think that they've committed mortal sin through their thoughts. Typically speaking, you cannot commit a mortal sin with your thoughts. The only mortal sin with your thought is coveting. Coveting is something very specific in the Jewish understanding. Coveting is, I will it. I don't wish it. It's not a passing thought. I will it. I just don't have the ability to do it. So in other words, it's as good as done had I the ability to do it. So the only difference between coveting and the act is that you just couldn't do it. That's coveting. And so that kind of gives a little bit of a clearer understanding of what that is. But what Jesus is doing here when he talks about what is in our heart, it's when it starts within our heart. What the saints would always say is, starts with a thought, then it goes to the spoken word, then you do it. And that's typically how sin works. It becomes a thought, you speak, then you do. I'll give a classic example maybe of, like, say, gossip. You have a bad thought about somebody. You haven't sinned yet, but you just simply have a bad thought. Then you talk about that to somebody else, and it becomes gossip. Well, later on, if you gossip long enough, you develop a malice towards that person, and then you treat that person with a cold shoulder. And so that's how sin usually works. Starts with a thought, becomes a speaking, then you do. And so that's where Jesus is getting at here. Be careful of what's going on inside your mind, right? So typically speaking, a thought in and of itself isn't necessarily a sin either. It's the devil's job to tempt you. If you've got blood and it's flowing through your veins, you're liable to be tempted. Nobody's exempt from it, right? So as long as we're alive, we can be tempted. So what do we do with that? What do we do with these thoughts then? So now we know that what we do is what we're judged on, but now how do we deal with these things so that we can preserve ourselves from doing things that we end up regretting to do? So, well, one of the things we do is pray. One of the most powerful prayers is the glory be. Just saying the glory be over and over and over. It's perfect glorification of God. And if there's an evil spirit trying to tempt you, you'll notice the temptation will subside. If it's pure glorification of God, evil spirits can't be around that. They hate that stuff. You'll notice it'll be gone by the time you get done with your first glory be. But keep doing it, because the devil, as soon as you're done, he likes to come right back. You know, he's a coward, but he'll be persistent. So you can do like a whole decade. If you got your rosary nearby, do a decade of the glory bees, or do a rosary of the glory bees on every bee. Just go over and do it. You'll notice a difference. Sometimes the devil likes to use human weakness, our natural inclinations. Now, say like food, you want to eat. Then he likes to say, well, let's eat a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And, or, you know, look at that chocolate, you know, that caffeine. he uses our nature, the things we need, to use it in an inordinate way. And so again, we go back to prayer. We say no. Fasting actually helps out with that. Self-control. That's what that is. We need the virtue of self-control. Fasting helps us with self-control. See, this is one of the things is that we think God is like out there ready to condemn us. He's just like crossing his arms, ready to judge us. That's not who he is. He's there to help us. He wants us to do well. And so when we need his help, he's there to help us. He's like, the Heavenly Father's like any good father. He's there to help you. So we don't go around like, oh, I got to hide this from him. No. That's all the more you got to lift that up to him and say, Jesus, you see this. I don't want this. Here, I give this to you. And he'll dispel all that. He'll kind of put things into perspective. Educating ourselves is very good. To educate ourselves. Praying before the Blessed Sacrament. Being right before our Jesus Christ. It's amazing the wisdom I get. Even if you, sometimes it takes me a whole hour before my mind quiets down. And then I can listen to him the last 5 minutes of the holy hour. But I get that last 5 minutes is packed with a lot of good wisdom. So even if you're fidgeting there for that whole hour, you're like, oh, my mind is going. I don't know what to do. Be there. Just be in his presence. And let him speak to you. And he'll help you calm down and tell you what you need. It's an amazing thing that God can speak to you in those ways. The other thing is, be careful of what you put into your mind. One of the things I noticed that, watching movies, sometimes, it's kind of a shame because some of the comedy movies wouldn't be so bad, but they have a lot of immoral stuff in there. And I'll notice an effect on my soul, like especially late at night, go to bed and this movie is playing and the things that I don't like, they're the ones playing in my mind and I go to bed with that. And that affects my soul, my sleep, and everything else. So be careful of what you put into your mind. Whether it's movies, music, things, pay attention to what it's doing. Is it disturbing your peace? Is it getting you more agitated? Or what is it doing? So pay attention to those kind of things. Your talk with people. How are you talking with people? When you leave a conversation with somebody, where is your soul at? Are you agitated? Is there unrest? Or is there peace? Sometimes we need to vent out. But where is the position of our soul? Are we still angry? Did that venting really bring a resolution? Or did it not? These are all the things that we need to pay attention to what's going on in their souls. If it's a sin of the interior, of the heart, usually it's something we're obsessing about, we're thinking about it more often. It's not a passing thought. A passing thought would be more of a temptation or our nature trying to pull us in a different direction, our passions trying to pull us in a different direction. When we say no to those temptations, we're glorifying God. So know that. If you have a passing thought and you say no to that and you glorify God, you're actually praising God. You're becoming a saint. All saints have been through temptations, right? So just because you have a temptation isn't necessarily a bad thing. Use it to glorify God. And then that's where the angels will always be there with you. So, and that's where are you working out your sanctity. So don't fret about the interior things. So many people will come to me, they're so worried about those kind of things. Don't worry about them. Just as soon as you find them, maybe you thought, okay, I've entertained the thought. So when we start entertaining the thought, that's when we're starting to sin. It might be a venial sin, but we're starting to sin. We're participating in that. So if we're talking with somebody, we're like, that dirty rat, rah, 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 rah. Kind of that stuff's going on in our mind, we're starting to sin in our mind. It's not a mortal sin. It's a venial sin because we're gearing up towards the talking and then to the act. So when we find ourselves in those positions, we're starting to obsess about it, and we're going in that direction. That's where we go, Jesus, I give this to you. All those little things that we have here. And of course, one of the great gifts we have is our Mother Mary. Praying the rosary is powerful. Be in the habit. Like I say, pay attention to what happens to you when you watch a movie, all the bad things when you go to bed, and you got all these things playing in your mind. Put good things in your mind. You know, if you watch a movie, watch a movie about a saint, right? Or pray. That's what I found that works best for me, is praying a rosary before I go to bed. It cleans out the mind. Then I do a lot less tossing and turning overnight. I have a lot less worries. I get better sleep. I would think you would too. Just praying together as a family even. Just clearing out the mind. It brings everything down. It lands everything. And then allows the angels to be with you in your sleep. And so that's a great, great gift that we have. Always remember, Jesus is not there. He's not there to want to condemn you. He's there to help you. He's there to help you to be the best person you can be. No regrets.